Although famous for its bourbon and thoroughbred horses, many Kentuckians are now looking to the cosmos. Since the turn of a decade, business has skyrocketed for the manufacturing of satellites and space technology. Now, it's the biggest industry in the state. Dr. Benjamin Malfrus is executive director of a space science center at Morehead State University and president of the Kentucky Aerospace Industry Consortium. He says that designation came as a shock to him and his colleagues.
In 2012, a report came out from the Kentucky Economic Development Cabinet that said that aerospace is the number one manufactured export in the state. So in 2012, when that study came out, those of us in the aerospace industry were looking around at each other saying, how did this happen? Who the heck are we? It really just happened by surprise.
In 2012, the aerospace industry in Kentucky was worth over $3.8 billion. Now it has climbed to almost $9 billion. Malfrus says that growth happened slowly and organically over time.
We don't have a big aerospace company or a NASA facility in the state. So it was really kind of surprising. But what we do have is hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of small companies that make very high-tech components and subsystems for the aerospace industry.
That means, says Malfrus, that production in Kentucky isn't reliant on one company's success. The Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center at MSU was opened at a cost of $15.6 million in 2009. Malfrus says the facility has received $20 million in grants since then and has been involved in an impressive group of projects.
We have really evolved quite a bit since it opened. In that time, we've launched 5 spacecraft and have just delivered 2 others and are building one to go to the moon on the maiden voyage of the largest, most powerful rocket ever built in the history of the world.
The spacecraft currently under construction, known as the Lunar Ice Cube, will embark on a $15 million mission to orbit the moon. When its job is done, it must be disposed of, but many of the methods for disposal require energy and resources. That's why the team at Morehead proposed a unique plan.
We propose to crash it into the moon. So literally, at the end of the mission, we're going to self-destruct the Lunar Ice Cube spacecraft by crashing it into the far side of the moon and making a new crater.
Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
I'm going to go to the hospital.